declining commodities and corn use for ethanol. Hello and welcome again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The highlights of the 2008 year-end crop report are the worldwide economic impact and U.S. corn ethanol. USDA's Susan Carter reports.
The big news in the December crop report is what's happening around the world. Agriculture economist Joe Glauber.
If we look at the wheat market, another month with another increase in world wheat production, we're now forecasting 684 million tons world wheat production, which is up 12% from last year.
And that increase, says Glauber, has had some negative repercussions.
Particularly in the demand for feed worldwide, a lot more wheat out there that is going into feed markets worldwide. And that has some impact on our own corn exports, which we, again, brought down this month. Corn exports down about 26% from where they were last year.
The season average prices have been declining for most commodities, he says.
Wheat, we're now forecasting at $6.70 a bushel if you look at the midpoint, and corn down to $4. And again, you know, that's compared to where we were in the summer, where we've seen about a 35% decline.
Another top issue in the December 2008 crop report is the decline in corn use for ethanol.
We're looking now at corn use for ethanol at 3.7 billion bushels. That's down from 4 billion we were forecasting last year.
Ethanol production data from the Energy Department, with the most recent being from September, says Glauber, shows
we'll see a decline in production utilization.
And then with the slowdown of the economy stateside and worldwide,
we're seeing revised forecasts that are showing drops now from what we were forecasting previously in terms of gasoline consumption. And that has longer-run implications for ethanol use, et cetera.
This has ethanol prices now trading at a premium to gasoline. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.